With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. Navy's top Mideast commander talking about those attacks on ships by Houthi rebels. Here's correspondent Rita Foley.
Vice Admiral Brad Cooper, the head of the Navy's Fifth Fleet, tells the AP that Iran is very directly involved in those attacks on merchant ships in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. He calls them attacks on the international community. Many ships are bypassing what they now consider a risky route, instead taking a longer trip around Africa's southern tip. What that means is higher costs for shipping, and that could push up global inflation. The U.S. has launched 7 rounds of airstrikes on Houthi military sites recently. The tempo of Houthi attacks on shipping appears to have slowed for the time being. I'm Rita Foley.
Also at SRNnews.com, a Japanese automaker that cheated on safety tests for decades does not expect to resume shipping cars anytime soon.
Daihatsu Motor Company is a subsidiary of automaking giant Toyota. The Japanese government ordered Daihatsu to halt production of its entire vehicle lineup after reports of bogus test results started to surface last year. And while no serious accidents have been reported in connection with the cheating, the news is raising serious questions about oversight at Daihatsu, and perhaps more importantly, at its corporate parent, Toyota. Rich Thomason reporting.
United Airlines warning it will lose money in the first 3 months of this year. Officials say that's partly because of the grounding of the Boeing MAX 9 aircraft. Authorities in South Bend, Indiana, say the entire community in a state of shock. That's following a deadly house fire. 5 children died when they were trapped in the home. This is SRN News. A battle over religious freedom will continue in Finland.
In a case that has attracted international attention, the government is trying to punish a Lutheran bishop and a Christian member of parliament for stating that homosexuality is contrary to the will of God. 2 lower courts have unanimously ruled in favor of Bishop Johanna Pohjola and MP Pavi Rasinen. The government is now appealing the case to the Finnish Supreme Court. The 2 were accused of violating hate speech laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China's new patriotic education law going into effect first of the year. Religious freedom advocates are very concerned. That legislation states the government is greater than any faith or deity, and state law supersedes all religious doctrines. International Christian Concern has reviewed the law and reports one article requires all Christians must promote core specialist values. This is SRN News. Well, another day, another record.
Wall Street rose again to build on its all-time high reached last week. The S&P 500 added 0.2% Monday. The Dow climbed 138 points. That's about 0.4%, edging past the 38,000 level. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.3%. Stocks climbed as longer-term yields eased in the bond market. Yields have come down considerably since October on expectations that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates several times this year. Several economic reports this week could shift those expectations. It will also be a busy week for corporate earnings reports. Seth Sutel, New York.
Macy's rejecting a $5.8 billion takeover offer from a pair of investment firms, saying they did not provide a viable financing plan. Those firms offered $21 per share for the stock they don't already own. More details at srnnews.com.